Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A manhunt continued into today across Europe for Tunisian-born Anis Amri in connection with this week's deadly truck attack on a Christmas market in Berlin. There are reports now that Amri has been shot and killed in Milan, Italy. Earlier, Germany's interior minister confirmed that Amri's fingerprints had been found in the truck's cab. German Chancellor Angela Merkel said she is confident that the German people can overcome the threat of terrorism. The Syrian army says it has taken over the entire city of Aleppo, that announcement coming hours after the last convoy of residents had left the city. Staffan de Mistura is the UN Special Envoy for Syria.
The next steps, of course, is to look at where do the people who are being evacuated go and whether they, in the winter, will be actually not suffering further. Because some of them have went to West Aleppo, few. Many have gone to the rural part of Aleppo, which is in the armed-controlled areas, in the armed opposition. And therefore, again, a question about how to make sure that the humanitarian aid from the UN can reach them.
U.S. officials say they also remain concerned about the future of those evacuated from Aleppo. Egypt asked the United Nations to indefinitely postpone a vote on a resolution demanding an end to Israeli settlement building in Palestinian territories. Came after Egypt's president received a phone call from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump. The resolution also says the existing settlements have no legal validity and are a flagrant violation of international law. This is VOA News. Police in Australia say they have prevented a terror attack planned for that city, the city of Melbourne, on Christmas Day. Five men are now in custody. We get more now from Phil Mercer in Sydney.
The suspects were arrested at properties in suburban Melbourne in the Australian state of Victoria. Four of them were Australian-born men in their 20s of a Lebanese background, while another was an Australian of Egyptian origin. Another man and a woman were detained in the raids but have been released without charge. Police have said the alleged plot was inspired by the Islamic State militant group. Victorian Premier Daniel Andrews described the conspiracy as an act of evil, while investigators said they'd seized the makings of an improvised explosive device. It's alleged the threat was to prominent locations in Melbourne, Australia's second biggest city. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's staff has moved to clarify a statement made by Mr. Trump about bolstering America's nuclear capabilities. He tweeted that the U.S. must greatly strengthen and expand its nuclear capabilities until such a time as the world, in his words, comes to its senses regarding nuclear weapons. Trump transition spokesperson Jason Miller said Mr. Trump was talking about the need to keep nuclear weapons away from terrorists and dangerous world leaders. President-elect Trump issued the comments on Twitter at about the same time that Russian President Vladimir Putin told his defense team that Russia needs to strengthen the military potential of its nuclear forces. And President-elect Trump has also now chosen China critic Peter Navarro to head a new White House office on trade. Navarro's selection is being seen by many in China as confirmation that Mr. Trump is determined to implement his election promises for putting trade restrictions on Chinese goods. Navarro is a business professor at the University of California, Irvine, who has been a fierce critic of China's trade and economic policies. Trump has praised Navarro's books, which say Chinese government economic policies harm the American middle class. Mr. Trump says he believes Navarro can find a way to bring back jobs and boost American incomes. There is a new study now that says that heavy usage of social media can lead to depression. Writing in the journal Computers and Human Behavior, researchers from the University of Pittsburgh say the use of multiple platforms is associated with depression and anxiety among young adults.
That's the latest world news from VOA.